Feedback. It's a break. Although this appeared a long time ago, I want to thank you for the November 1994 for your information. I had to give a talk in sacrament meeting, and I didn't know how to start. That helped me very much. I love getting the new era, and I love the Mormon ads. Please keep putting out the good material that you do. It's a break from the world, and I love it. Kimberly Lee, Boise, Idaho. Perfect song. Thanks for including the hymn We Thank Thee, Lord, for Temples, August 1996. I live near St. Louis, and even nearer to the new temple being built here. We are all grateful that we will soon have a temple nearby, and also for the missionary opportunities presenting themselves. I think that hymn is the perfect hymn for the members here to be singing. I'd also like to say that you have a great magazine, and I hope it's still around for my kids when I have them. Cindy Speedle, Fenton, Missouri. Ever since, I felt I had to write and tell you how wonderful your magazine is. I am in tears every time I read it. In the November 1994 issue, there was an article, The 20-Day Challenge, about journal writing. I've written in my journal ever since then, and in June 1995, the books of Daniel helped me to add scripture reading to my daily journal writing. My Book of Mormon is now worn and used, too. Thanks for all you do. Amy Jean Livingston, St. Louis, Missouri. A strength. I really enjoy reading the New Era. Even though I'm not an avid reader, it's a strength to me to learn about other people's experiences and apply them to my own life. I think by reading the New Era, I become focused again on what is really important instead of getting caught up in worldly things. The magazine helps me stay in tune with the Spirit. Tara Fowles, Roy, Utah. Smile. I was so excited and touched when I saw the picture of Jesus Christ with the children in the August 1996 issue. A few months ago, I began to wonder why, in all the drawings I have seen of the Savior, he was never smiling. I know he came to earth with a very serious mission to fulfill, but I love to see people smile and be happy, and I think he must smile a lot, so I was very happy to see that picture. I tore it out of the magazine and put it on my wall. Julianne Call, Saratoga, California. The Love He Has. I just wanted to write and tell you how much the article in the August 1996 issue called Encircled in His Love really touched me. The example of Jesus Christ to everyone, whether they have disabilities or not, has been important to me. The love that those people show is wonderful, as I've had the opportunity to work with children with disabilities at home and on my mission. I see the love in their eyes as they have shown me the example to be like Christ. This article helped me to remember the love the Savior has for each of us. Sister Audrey English, Ireland, Dublin, Mission. End of the section, Feedback.